everyone, and welcome to Million Dollar Decorating, the only podcast devoted to the worlds of design, decorating, and beautiful living. I'm your host, James Swan, and I am thrilled to have you subscribing to our podcast, as well as a new special feature that we've launched this week, Market Buzz, where we go behind the scenes at major design events and bring you interviews design influencers, style, and trendsetters. We keep you current on what's happening each and every day of the market. So if you're in the business and you're attending market, you know exactly what's coming up in the next segment of the day. If you're at home, anywhere around the world, and curious about what's happening at the Las Vegas market this week, find out by listening to our three times a day podcast, morning, noon, and night. This is the evening podcast for today, Tuesday, and I'm excited to bring this to you. What I want to do right now is draw your attention to an event that's happening this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock. It's happening in the Pavilion Seminar Room at the north end of Pavilion 1. It is a seminar session titled Turn Pins into Profit. Lindley and Lauren from the LP2 Boutique Agency, quite the Pinterest gals, and they are going to be talking all about Pinterest, using Pinterest to help drive business and build your business. So from 4 to 5 o'clock, Turn Pins into Profit, Pavilion Seminar Room in the north end of Pavilion 1. If you're here in Las Vegas, you might want to swing by and check that out. I keep looking at Pinterest thinking, yeah, I really should be doing that. It would be really good for my business, but I waded into that plant yet, so maybe I should head in that direction. Something for these two ladies. What I'm going to do right now is something a little different. I planned this for Thursday, and we probably will revisit this on Thursday, but I wanted to spend a few minutes and just share with you a little bit about what has caught my eye and my imagination here at the Las Vegas market. With three buildings, literally millions of square feet of showroom space, thousands of vendors. It's a little overwhelming, as markets tend to be, but in moving from meeting to meeting, walking up and down the halls, and inevitably veering into one or two or three showrooms every time I head out from the studio here, I've seen a lot and gathered some impressions and share some. Some of the interesting things that are happening with color right now that I think we're going to see unfold in the coming months as we wrap up summer and move into fall. Terracotta being one of those colors. I keep seeing it almost everywhere I go. I see it in fabrics, I see it in soft goods, pillows, bedding, carpets. I see it in ceramics, I see it in artwork, I see it in just about everything for the home. In small bits, it's not big, huge splashes of it, but it's a lovely color. It's warm, the skin tones, the skin looks good against it. It brings out the pink fleshiness of skin tone. I think actually one of my favorite rooms that I've ever been in is a fellow designer's dining room in San Francisco many years ago. He had painted it. I would say terracotta leaning a little bit towards cantaloupe. There was just a little bit of blue in it. Quite charming. Candlelight in the evenings, it was magical. But watch for terracotta. You're going to see a lot of it in the coming months. When you think about the pinks that we've been seeing in the industry, a lot of, both in fashion as well as in home decor, it's going to continue to grow too. Some of our guests earlier today and yesterday, Jay Animize from Fashion Snoops and Patty Carpenter this morning, both spoke of the evolution of pink. I think Jay Anna may have referred to it as millennial pink. It's a pink that you see a lot of right now in retail. You're going to see that sort of evolve and become a little warmer. I like to think of it as sort of that pink tone that you see in a sunset, a really beautiful sunset. I see that a lot in the showrooms that I've been in and out of this week at Las Vegas market. I was chatting with some ladies today who actually we were supposed to be able to broadcast at noon their interview, the two dynamos who were behind the Round Top fair in Round Top, Texas, the antique fair that happens down there. If you're not familiar with it, do yourself a favor. Go to roundtop.com, enter your name, follow their weekly newsletter, and learn all that's happening down there. 25 miles worth of tents that fill up twice a year the area around this little town in Texas, between Austin and San Antonio, I believe it is. Literally hundreds of antique dealers from all over the world descend, and it's quite a spectacle. I've not been, but it's on my calendar to go this fall. I cannot wait. But I was chatting with them. Of course, we had some technical meltdowns, which is why you're hearing from me and not them right now. But we've already made a commitment to get them on the air in the next week or so. Get that out to you. But they were speaking of a color that they're seeing a lot of, and I'm actually wearing it myself today, and that is indigo, the color of jeans. I'm wearing my favorite pair of jeans today because I'm comfortable, and I am. But they pointed out to me, and it, of course, as soon as they mentioned it, I realized that I saw it there. And actually, I'm sitting across the table from a display of fabrics right now that a friend has brought in, just wanted me to see this collection. And three-quarters of the collection is all indigo-based. So keep an eye out for that. I think it's going to be an important color. I'm kind of considering indigo as the base color for my holiday decorations this year. Curious to know what your thoughts are on that. If you've got strong thoughts, shoot me a note. Drop me an email. Let me know what your thoughts are. I'm thinking right now maybe of doing indigo with a burnished gold as my holiday decoration colors. Just thinking about it. You tell me what you think. There's a beautiful pale pink that you see on the throat of an orchid. I call it orchid pink. Really, really soft blush tone. Been seeing that too. That one's got my interest. I'm growing orchids right now, making a concerted effort to learn about growing orchids. I think I have, it's just a small little collection, probably a dozen plants that are in various stages of growth, but the orchid flower has always been a favorite of mine, and it's interesting to see that color pop up in the market here in Las Vegas. Accessories as art. I've seen that consistently. Lots of pottery pieces, lots of hanging art on the wall, but pushing beyond just the normal vases or just the normal painted picture. Really, I'm seeing a lot of objects that stand like an art piece would, independent. Wouldn't hesitate to put them singularly on a table just as a beautiful piece of sculpture to be enjoyed and appreciated. I find that fascinating. I'm curious to see how that's going to continue to unfold. Pieces seem to be growing in size and scale. They're more powerful and more demonstrative. Be lovely additions to the home. I made a note here of just tribal influences, whether it's wall hangings, framed art pieces, accessories, pillows, area rugs. Seeing a lot, and I think this is a continuation from last market, where we began to see a lot of tribal influences. I love it personally. I think having a tribal pattern in some way, whether it's on fabric, curtains, area rug, adds a wonderful level of texture and pattern to any room. Something that Jay Anamize mentioned yesterday, and I'll be really honest, I love Jay Anna. We have a great time when we're together. And if you didn't catch yesterday's episode, the evening episode yesterday was with her, go back and check it out. It's the Fashion Snoops episode. But she mentioned that cactus images, the shape of the cactus plant and the cactus flower was something that she was seeing everywhere, and that she predicted we would see more and more in the coming months. Kind of wasn't terribly convinced. And then I was headed to a meeting this morning, got off the elevator and on a floor I had not visited before on this trip. And what do I see when I come off the elevator but a whole window display of cactus in various forms, some porcelain, some prints and paintings and frames on the wall. There was even an area rug with charming little cactus woven into it. So she may be onto something. I don't know how you feel about cactus, but keep an eye on it. You may be seeing more of it. It'll be interesting to find out. Furniture is, of course, a big part of what happens here at Market, and it ranges from the traditional, the expected, to the very non-traditional, the very unexpected. And I just want to throw something out. I'm going to get up on my soapbox here for a moment. I don't do this very often. In fact, I may not have ever done this on Million Dollar Decorating, but I'm going to step up on my soapbox. I love a good tweak of a furniture design. I love years ago when a San Francisco designer took the wingback chair and elongated it. And I think he used them in a hotel in San Francisco. If I'm remembering correctly, the backs of the chairs stretched up to almost 7 feet tall. It was exaggerated. It was witty. It was whimsical. It was fun. And it worked. And it worked beautifully. And the reason it worked beautifully was that he paid attention to the scale and the proportions of the piece. He got it right. Even playing with that elongated height, he paid attention to the scale and the proportion of the legs, the arms, the back, and the wings, and they worked together. It wasn't just about, like you would stretch silly putty, stretching up a furniture piece and saying, okay, there, manufacture it. There was great thought and consideration given to the scale and proportion of all of those elements that worked together beautifully. That doesn't always happen. And I've come across a few furniture pieces, some entire collections here that I, just be really candid with you, I'm not mentioning any names here, I wouldn't do that, but I just scratch my head and say to myself, self, what was it exactly that they were thinking? Because it just doesn't work. It just didn't pay attention to the scale and proportion, and sadly, the end product really suffers for it. Not so much being seen around Market, but being heard around Market is the topic of technology. And whether we like it or not, technology is impacting the way we live. I'm of the mindset, and I'm talking to you on a podcast right now, technology, when it works and when it doesn't work, is a part of my life every single day. So I'm getting more and more comfortable with the idea of it becoming more and more involved in my home and the way I live day from day to day. And I just want to say that it's the buzzword everywhere around Market right now, whether it's technology that helps us actually integrate with our home, controlling systems, or whether it's actually technology that helps us in the design and the styling of our home. One of our longstanding sponsors of the show here at Million Dollar Decorating is Room Styler. If you're not familiar with them, head over to their website, roomstyler.com. It's fun. It's fascinating. They'll teach you how to create scaled floor plans of your home and then tip them up, and suddenly you'll have a 3D rendering of the room that you're working in. You can drop furniture into it. You can redesign your own space on your phone and have a lot of fun playing, but also make some important decisions on the scale and proportions and the things that I just talked about. Getting the furniture scale and proportion right in that room in plan form before you go out and spend money on furniture and accessories. Makes a lot of sense. Roomstyler.com. Check them out. Follow them. Participate in what they're doing. They're great people. We love them here. They've been immensely generous to us. So check them out. But it's technology like that. Another company that we've come across and we're in some conversations with called Homesquare.com. Check them out. Taking technology in an entirely different direction, allowing us to shop from our homes and access furniture from multiple vendors in one source. It's the future, and it's not going to go anywhere, so you might as well embrace it now, get comfortable with it now, and allow it to assist you in bringing more beauty into your home. So that's the end of my little list this afternoon. It's kind of a low-key afternoon around here. I look outside the glass windows of our Market Buzz Lab here on the 11th floor of Building C at Las Vegas Market. It's a kind of slow afternoon. I'm sure they're all somewhere else, busy frenzy, getting the work done. But I'm going to wrap it up a little bit early today. I'm going to remind you about the event this afternoon that you might want to check out if you're here from 4 to 5 o'clock, turning pins into profit. talking with Lindley and Lauren from the LP2 Boutique Agency. We're going to talk all about using Pinterest to build your business. Yeah, they seem to know a lot about it. They've got an incredible following on Pinterest, and they have helped to fold that into strategies and profits for their business. Two really important words. It talks about developing profits, adding profits to the business. So check that out, 4 to 5 o'clock. Be worth your time checking that. And that brings us to the end of our time together today. As you know, we always want to say a big thank you to everyone who subscribes to the show. You mean a lot to us. I say it every single day, but I mean it. We wouldn't have the show without you. None of this would exist. It would have no meaning without you tuning in and listening. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for sharing news about the show with your friends, because that's part of the ways that we grow. And you can go over to the website. You can always do that. Click on the website, see what the latest episodes are like. Click on the show episode pages, and you can learn more about our guests. Go to their websites and find out what they're up to. While you're there on our site, we love it when you click on our buttons and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. That's the way we stay connected. And then finally, and most importantly, remember that it's up to you to make your world more beautiful.
Do you have a retail store? Quickly draw a 2D plan and immediately see your changes in a 3D photorealistic render using your own furniture. Share the live link with your customer, which they can open on any device and instantly experience your suggestions live. Go to roomstyler.com/live or email sales@roomstyler.com.